Today is Tuesday, September the 15th, 2020. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello, today we look at Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 43. Now, as Peter was traveling through all those regions, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." Immediately he got up. And all who lived at Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated in Greek is called Dorcas. This woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. And it happened at that time that she fell sick and died, and when they had washed her body, they laid it in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, having heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him, imploring him, "Do not delay in coming to us." So Peter arose and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make when she was with them. But Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and raised her up, and calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. It became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And Peter stayed many days in Joppa with a tanner named Simon. It's not as if Peter was spiritually dormant after the conversion of Saul. In fact, the Spirit was working through him as powerfully as ever. Peter was traveling through the region and encouraging the church. This passage begins with his traveling to visit the brother and sisters in Lydda. Lydda is a town about 10 miles inland from Joppa, a coastal town near today's Tel Aviv. The people Peter is visiting are described as saints, meaning holy ones. The force of the word is that these are the people whom God is setting apart as belonging specifically to himself, called for his particular purposes. They're followers of Christ. These two healings, unlike the one which occurred in chapter 3, seem to have provoked no controversy. Nobody started an inquisition against Peter because he had used the name of Jesus and had once again discovered its great power. But then he wasn't standing in the temple court. Things had moved on. These healings are signs of hope bringing people to faith. There remain mysteries attached to them, as perhaps there are to all healings. Why is Peter called to this person who has just died and not to any one of the others? Dorcas cannot have been the only follower of Jesus to have died in the first years of the movement. Why does Aeneas get healed rather than all the other disabled people in the area? Such questions continue to be asked. I read the painful message of a wife whose husband had just died of COVID-19. She wrote, quote, "He has gone to be with the Lord, but never forgotten. This wasn't the healing we prayed for, but he now has complete healing and is walking in heaven with our Savior," end quote. Why have so many others been healed and not him? Please remember that such occurrences are about God, not about me. When he performs a miraculous healing, its purpose is to bring glory to God, to teach us something about God. That was the case with Peter. That is the case with us. He was seeking to validate that he was with Peter and that Peter's message was his message being delivered through Peter. What better way to do that than to do something through Peter that only God could have done? Therefore, we're foolish to proclaim it's unfair that God healed this person and not that one. It's foolish because healings are not about us. They're about Him. Dorcas stands for all those unsung heroines who did what they could do and did it their best and did it for the glory of God. Had it not been for Peter, she may never have made it into the pages of Scripture. And we have to assume that there were dozens in the early years and thousands in later years who, like her, lived their lives in faith and hope, bearing the sorrows of life, no doubt, as well as celebrating its joys, and finding in the small acts of service to others a fulfillment of the gospel within their own sphere, using traditional skills for the glory of God. When we avail to God the gifts and abilities He has given us, we become the heartbeat of the ministry of the church. Dorcas is an example of just such a heartbeat. The first funeral I ever preached was for Edith McDaniel, better known as Grandma Mac. She was a widow who lived in a very bare home. When sitting in her den, I could see through her floor the chickens scratching around beneath the house. A home in our community burned, so we decided to have a pounding for the unfortunate family. A pounding consisted of bringing non-perishable food items to help restore what they had lost in the fire. The items were brought to the church, and I transported them to the Grice's home. When I went to load the groceries that had been piled in the foyer, I saw a large pile of food and a handmade quilt. Grandma Mac had gone way beyond giving rice, sugar, and canned goods. She gave a quilt made with her hands. That impacted me then and has stayed with me through the decades. May we all be more like Grandma Mac.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.